USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed for Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in New York City, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." A Texas congressman and his wife are facing bribery charges. The newly revealed allegations claim that Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife received almost $600,000 in bribes from both an oil company owned by Azerbaijan and a Mexican bank. Cuellar, who previously co-chaired the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus, has denied any involvement or wrongdoing. According to the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, Russia's war on Ukraine is expected to continue for the foreseeable future.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
In response, the U.S. has provided substantial military support to Ukraine for its defense and recently approved more than $60 billion in aid. Mexican authorities are interrogating a group of individuals regarding the disappearance of three Americans and Australians. They discovered a vehicle, tents, and a cell phone during a search at the location where the men were last sighted. The Baja California Prosecutor's Office reports that one American and two Australian brothers were declared missing on April 29th while on a surfing and camping trip about 60 miles south of Tijuana. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
An NYPD sergeant is being sent for retraining after accidentally firing his gun while police were clearing protesters at Columbia University. Officials say no injuries happened in the incident, which happened on Tuesday as the sergeant attempted to enter a locked office in Hamilton Hall. Officers in riot gear were clearing out violent protesters who had forcibly taken over the hall. The California Supreme Court has ruled that avoiding law enforcement cannot be grounds for detention. The decision clarifies that attempting to avoid contact with the police is not a criminal offense. The case involved a man from Los Angeles who was detained on suspicion of illegal activity when he crouched down behind a car as police approached. One in five American workers are leaving their current positions due to toxic workplaces. That's according to a recent survey by the American Psychological Association. The survey found that 19% of U.S. employees consider their workplace somewhat or very toxic. Those in toxic environments are over three times more likely to report harm to their mental health at work. May the Force be with you on May 4th. Saturday, people worldwide will celebrate Star Wars Day. The unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force doesn't originate from a galaxy far, far away, however. Instead, it traces back to 1979 in Britain, when Margaret Thatcher became that country's first female prime minister. Her party marked the victory by placing an ad that read, "May the Force be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.